previously, getting information on what's going on in the community was extremely difficult. But after 1 year, we were able to treat 5,000 cases of malaria. And the second year, we tripled this number to around 15,000 cases of malaria treated by community health workers in the community. That again also went for treatment of diarrhea, where we tripled the number of diarrhea cases treated by community health workers. These acute illnesses that kill children in this area are usually malaria and diarrhea. So we train them on how to initiate treatment for diarrhea, even as they refer those ones who are complex.
Technology, solutions, and innovations are the cornerstones of progress, paving way for transformative change and addressing pressing challenges in today's world. Today, we embark on a journey to Kisumu County's Tech Savvy Care, a digital solution for maternal and infant well-being, delving into the heart of a healthcare innovative response that is transforming lives. Join me as I explore the Integrated Community Case Management System, ICCM, and its impact on maternal and infant health. My name is Chris Omondi. To understand the roots of the Integrated Community Case Management System, ICCM, we turn to Dr. Grigory Ganda, the County Minister for Health, who sheds light on the motivation behind the ICCM.
ICCM, or Integrated Case Community Case Management, is a program, it's actually a policy. So now we can reach out to people in the community, targeting our mothers, of course, and our babies. And the idea is to reduce maternal and child mortality. So Kisumu has been doing this through community health services. We strengthened our community health workers around 3 or 4 years ago when we piloted the first UHC. And after piloting the first UHC, we thought that they needed to be more focused and a more efficient way of managing these community health services. One, you needed to train community health workers. Two, you needed to equip them. And three, you needed to be able to monitor what they are doing in the communities. So you train, equip, monitor, but also motivate them. That means that they needed to have a stipend. Many years ago, you know, in fact, many counties right now are joining the idea of paying a community health worker a stipend. They used to be called community health volunteers.
Yes.
So they would work in the community as volunteers, and probably they'd get something from the community members if they're happy, maybe a chicken or something like that. That's the only motivation that they have. So we piloted this in Kisumu and also started a digitization program. Now, in the digitization program, it meant that every community health worker has a digital platform. So we did a 12-day training on ICCM, and then a 2-day training on the digital platform. And the ICCM, you're training them about the common diseases that are there in the community, and with a very big focus, of course, on reproductive health and child health. Now, what happens after this is that the community health workers were able to treat several diseases. One, they were able to identify pregnant women and make sure they come to hospital or to facilities to be taken care of. And that means increasing their antenatal coverage. Two, they're able to convince more members of our community to deliver in hospitals, because when they deliver in hospitals, you have better outcomes because you have what you call skilled birth attendants. And three, we're able to identify children who have acute illnesses early. And these acute illnesses that kill children in this area are usually malaria and diarrhea. So we train them on how to initiate treatment for diarrhea, even as they refer those ones who are complex. Now, how they do this is, after training, they have a digital platform that helps them to be able to treat the patient, which means there are a set of questions that they will ask. They have a thermometer which they'll take a temperature and all that, and they feed all this information into the digital platform. And that digital platform assists them in making a decision on whether this patient needs to be referred or this patient can be treated. And then they're able to administer the appropriate medication.
According to Dr. Ganda, the ICCM success is evident underscoring its role in reducing maternal and infant mortality rates, a clear indication of its effectiveness in addressing the identified problems.
If you look at our data 2 years ago, I think we have significantly improved in terms of the output from these community health workers. If I look at malaria, we used to treat close to 5,000. We did the first year, of course, we were at zero. But after 1 year, we were able to treat 5,000 cases of malaria. And the second year, we tripled this number to around 15,000 cases of malaria treated by community health workers in the community. That again also went for treatment of diarrhea, where we tripled the number of diarrhea cases treated by community health workers in the community. The other thing they do is nutrition. They're able to identify children who are malnutrition and bring them forth, and they're able to educate communities on how to take care of babies so that they don't have malnutrition. And finally, what we call nurturing care, how to bring up a child all the way so that they grow up healthy with the right focus from the beginning. So all these things are being done by the community health workers, and that is what is called integrated ICCM that you're talking about. Now, they do this because they have the backup of what we call a community health assistant, CHA. The CHA is the person who supervises these people. But all these community health workers are linked to a link facility. So the community health, every facility has like 2 or 3 community health units which are linked to it. And from there, the health workers over there support the community to be able to deliver these services. So it's all part of the primary healthcare system. So that level 1 and level 2 work closely with each other. Most of the success that we've had as Kisumu has actually come in from this community health that we empowered. We reduced our maternal mortality by 30% over the last 5 years. And we credit this with involvement of community health workers and the work that we did. Of course, usually the survey looks at the 2 years past.
Yes.
So if you look at the 2 years where the survey was done, we were actually implementing our community health service and reduced by 30%. If you look at our fourth antenatal visit, we moved up from 58% to 63%, again because of community health services. Our maternal mortality rate reduced by a third. Infant mortality rate reduced from 54 to 39. Under 5 mortality reduced from 79 to 63. The health facility delivery decreased from 69%, I already told you that, to 94%. Yeah. So those are the outputs that we're able to see immediately from strengthening the community health services.
At Bunde Dispensary in Kokech Village, Nyando Sub-County in Kisumu County, I meet Jacinta Atieno Owuo, a dedicated community health worker who embodies the frontline response to the maternal and infant health challenges.
Koro MCH booklet card neni kwa secheko.
Using the integrated case management system, start with MCH booklet card. Check the maternal and child health MCH booklet card for initial information. Move to the next step. In this step, check vaccination status. Verify if the baby has received the necessary vaccinations. Ensure the baby has received vitamin A, which should be given every 6 months. Click on the vitamin A supplements received or missed option in the system. Record all information in the integrated case management system, then move to the next step. In this step, verify deworming. Click if the baby has received deworming tablets. Click appropriately if the child received these tablets or not. Note that the system allows administering vitamin A and deworming tablets at the community level. The next step is monitoring growth. Check if the baby participates in the monthly growth monitoring. Encourage parents to take their children for growth monitoring up to the age of 5 years. Measure and record the baby's weight and height in the ICCM system. Moreover, the system also requires that we educate parents on the importance of participating in monthly growth monitoring for children under the age of 5. Most significantly, in Kisumu, community health volunteers, CHVs, are provided with machines for measuring height and weight. We use these machines during household visits to perform growth monitoring at the the community level.
When what money gigi a household kwadi visits.
Juliana Apiyo Kungu, a seasoned community health promoter who has been working as a community health promoter for the last 34 years, elucidates the working of the Integrated Community Case Management System, ICCM, highlighting its seamless integration of technology and community-based care.
When we left paperwork to digital, the county government of Kisumu Health equipped us with phones. We do everything with phones.
Ibo check on number of breaths mag nyathini. Yueyo mar nyathini biro ngisi ka en gi fast breathing kata en
first, check the respiratory rate. Measure the number of breaths the child takes. Determine if the child has fast breathing or indrawing. Repeat the measurement after 5 minutes to ensure accuracy. Move to the next step, which is examine for diarrhea. Assess if the child has diarrhea. Inquire how long the diarrhea has lasted. Ask if the diarrhea has blood stains. Record the information and proceed to the next step, which is checking for fever. Determine if the child has a fever using a recommended temperature of 37.5 degrees Celsius. If the child has a fever, mark yes and record the temperature. If the fever is above 38.2 degrees Celsius, perform a rapid diagnostic test, RDT, as recommended by the system. Then move to the next step. In this step, assess other symptoms. Check if the child has convulsions, difficulty in feeding, diarrhea, or vomiting. Mark all relevant responses indicating the presence or absence of these symptoms. Perform an RDT to determine if the result is positive or negative. Then move to the next step. In this step, test for malnutrition. Use the mid-upper arm circumference marker to test for malnutrition. Interpret the marker results as follows. Green, the child is fine. Yellow, the child is at risk of malnutrition. Red, the child is malnourished and needs immediate referral to a health facility. Move to the next step, which is checking for other symptoms. Look for additional symptoms such as swollen legs or any other condition that cannot be treated at home. If other conditions or symptoms are present, mark yes and specify the condition. Move to the next step, which is assess the baby's HIV status. Determine the child's HIV status. Mark appropriately whether the child is HIV positive, negative, or unknown if the child has not been tested. And then move to the next step. At this stage, check the baby's immunization status. Review the child's clinic book to determine if they have received the required immunizations. Mark appropriately based on the immunization record. Following these steps ensures a thorough and a systematic assessment of the child's health using the Integrated Community Case Management System.
Efi Atieno, a beneficiary of the ICCM system, shares a personal journey illustrating the tangible impact of the system on maternal care experiences.
My child is called Prudence Agnes Otieno. She is 3 months old. Community health workers have been of great help to me. I realized I was pregnant through regular visits by the CHV, who advised me to go to the nearest dispensary. Since then, she has been close to me, doing follow-ups and encouraging me to visit the nearest dispensary. At the time of delivery, I first thought of the CHV who came through and even took me to the hospital to deliver. And even after delivery, the CHV has been visiting me to see the progress of the baby.
Acknowledging the limitations options of any solutions is vital. Dr. Gregory Ganda highlights the challenges inherent in implementing the Integrated Community Case Management System, ICCM, underscoring the need for ongoing adaptation and improvement.
Of course, digital platforms always have their pluses and minuses. We had a few issues with the digital platform which we are trying to raise, a few indicators which are not being captured, for example, which are very important. For example, health insurance, they are quite an important thing. In terms of the community health workers themselves, definitely there are a few dropped out because the move that we made wanted people who could be digital savvy. Yeah. Needed you to be able to use a phone, use, you know, and all that kind of thing. So some people just dropped out. And then because you are being monitored every day, every month, and somebody knows how much work you've done or gone out and done, that's another big thing. Another big thing is actually the remuneration. It took us time before getting it legally in place that they can actually just be paid straight away. And so they used to get delayed in payments, and I think we've really worked to improve on that. And then finally, of course, the amount of money we're giving them has never been enough. We're giving them a stipend, but we think that this stipend can be improved if we do what we call performance-based incentives. Because these people, as the governor rightfully says, these people are actually working in the communities. Yeah. How can we compensate them for the work that they're doing so that it is commensurate to the work that they're doing out there in the community?
Lillian Achieng, an expectant mother from Ahero Kano, Kisumu County, is currently enrolled in the community case management system. She shares her perspective on the transformative benefits she's experienced.
I have benefited a lot. When I got married, I did not know about CHVs. My CHV has taught me a lot. I did not know about family planning, and I conceived frequently. I got my first born in 2010 and my second born in 2011. When she realized the frequency, she came closer to me, and I have since conceived four times. She teaches me a lot and encourages me to go to the hospital whenever I have a problem.
Meanwhile, Juliana, who has been working as a community health worker since the inception of the Integrated Community Case Management System, emphasizes the need to recognize the limitations of the ICCM system, acknowledging that while it's made significant strides, there are still challenges to address to ensure its continued success.
As Juliana, my phone has an alarm which gives me alert every day at 9 a.m. The alarm gives me signal to check on follow-ups and on the ICCM system. There are people who are at high risk, especially underage expectant girls. Anytime you get follow-up on such patients, it will also indicate that they are at higher risk.
In my interaction with Juliana at Ahero County Hostel, she explains the notifications and reminder systems provided by the ICCM, ensuring continuous monitoring and follow-up care for expectant mothers and infants.
When I click on this button on the phone, it will ask me what I want to do. So, when I want to register a new pregnancy, I will click and commence the registration process. It will ask me the last periods and whether the pregnancy has been confirmed. It will ask if the woman has visited a clinic, and if my response is no, it will instruct me to refer to a facility. You will get a new task in 2 to 3 days telling you to do ANC follow-up because I had already given a referral. The reminder will provide you with the number of days you have taken before doing follow-ups until the task are cleared. This arrow at the end shows reports. It displays the reports and the number of households you have visited. It will also show you if your report has been sent and delivered or not. In case you made any mistakes in entering data into the system, you can click the pen icon to edit. For example, if an error was made in reporting information on a particular child, you click on Reports, then click on the name of the child or household. Edit the information using the pen icon and then submit the correction.
Koro tichio, tonge gima chuni ni kao kalam.
Back to the County Ministry of Health in Kisumu County, Dr. Gregory Ganda, the Minister for Health, concludes with a reflection on the positive impact of the ICCM, reaffirming its commitment in improving maternal and infant health outcomes in Kisumu County.
So it was a very heavy investment at first in terms of training. We had to put in, I think it was 40 million shillings for training. We had put in 120 million shillings for their yearly stipends. And then Living Goods helped us by purchasing the funds and giving us the technology and the technical support. So with all that, we were able to do and achieve. But we also learned that the same thing was going on in Uganda, where they had already shown that they had reduced child mortality by using this method of an equipped, a motivated, a trained community health worker. And so we just borrowed best practices from other parts and decided to blow it up to scale.
The case of the Integrated Community Case Management System in Kisumu County underscores the importance of continuous innovation and collaboration in tackling pressing global issues. It exemplifies how technology can serve as a catalyst for transformative change, transcending barriers and changing traditional approaches to healthcare delivery. By harnessing the power of digital solutions, we can not only address challenges but also lay the foundation for more resilient and sustainable future. Thank you for joining me on this journey, and let us continue to champion progress through technology solutions and innovations. My name is Chris Omondi. I hate the radio, Nepal Joe.